Hello, welcome to the Loan Officer Sales Training Podcast with the Mortgage Calculator. We will get started here in just a moment. We put the chat up on the screen. Feel free to drop a comment there in the chat as you tune in. We'll get started here in a second. Today, we're going to be talking about how to build your brand as a loan officer. Definitely something we've touched on before. This is a great training because it gives you some real actionable items here to go through and actually take away from this and complete today. So I do like this training. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Hopefully this training gets you back into the spirit of getting this week off to a great start. And with that being said, it looks like we're live on all the different platforms, so we will go ahead and get it started. Let me see here. All right. So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of the Mortgage Calculator, and this is our loan officer sales training that we do every weekday at 12 p.m. Eastern, where we go through more of the front end of the mortgage business. Today, we're going to be talking about how to build your brand as a loan officer. So some of this, I'm sure you already know. Hopefully, some of this will be some new tips here. And then again, I'm going to leave you with some actual actionable items here to complete from today. So I'm going to take the chat off the screen, but feel free to keep dropping comments in there. You can drop any questions you have in there as well. Well, let's get into it here. So before we can start branding ourselves, the first step is that we need the collateral to do so, right? So we need our everything all ready to go, especially because I'm going to give you the places where you should go post all these things right now. So your first step is to always get this together. Professional headshot photo. Big one that people don't have a lot of the times. Here's a great thing. Now they have the AI generators that can generate a business looking photo of you from a normal photo of you. So, you know, you could take advantage of that. Nobody's going to know it's an AI photo. So make sure you have a nice professional headshot, right? And then you need a 2-paragraph bio for your website profiles. I'm telling you, get this all together first. I promise you it's going to help this whole thing. You know, we're going to treat this like a business, right? That's what it is. So instead of just kind of willy-nilly stumbling on a couple different sites and putting different stuff, we need the same stuff everywhere. We're going to take the time to craft a nice 2-paragraph bio. That's for website profiles where they actually have a lengthened biography, right? And it should be the same on every profile. 1-sentence bio for social media profiles, right? Those bios are small and it should be the same on all of them. Your website links to put up there. Now for you, you should be putting up your Mortgage Calculator website link for them to apply, right? And you want that link right there or whatever other links you're also going to put. Maybe you want to link people directly to the application page. Maybe you want to link people to your homepage. You know, whatever it is, just have those links ready to go. And also any graphics or flyers or business cards that you're going to post on these. You know, for example, getting a Facebook-sized background to put as your Facebook background, right? Get this all ready to go. You get automated business card designs at the Mortgage Calculator, right? All loan officers here have instant business cards, instant flyers to use. But there's also some of those things. And there's actually an article in the Knowledge Center on, you know, how to create things like your Facebook background picture, stuff like that. So have all that stuff ready. And also here's something that people don't think about a lot either is not only having your email signature set up correctly, and hopefully you incorporate a picture. You could design a custom email footer, you know, graphic or kind of put one together there in, you know, the back end of your email. Obviously the ones that come from our system are all going to be, you know, the same. They're not going to have a picture or anything. So anything, you know, automated emails through the CRM are going to have that standard text footer. But in, you know, your actual email, you know, you can put the signature and also of your voicemail greeting. a lot of people don't think about. Here's the thing with branding. Everything needs to be consistent. So right now we're talking about setting up the branding. We want the same headshot for all the different sites. We want the same bio, the same sentence for the bio in social media. What is it that you're an expert on? Or what is it that you do? What is the point you want to get across? We have to get it across on every single profile, right? We need to be linking to the same place to drive people to the place we want them to go to. And it should be the same with our email signature, our voicemail greeting. It should all be saying the same things, right? The same name, the same company, the same thing that you may specialize in or the area that you're in or whatever it is that you're trying to brand yourself with. It should be all the way through the entire system, start to finish, starting with your photo, all the way through to your social media profiles, websites, graphics, email signature, voicemail greeting. It should all be, you know, looking, feeling, sounding the same. So that's step one, get it all set up, right? Then again, we're treating this business. A lot of people don't do this. They kind of just fool around, you know, with social media, right? So, you know, we're going to kind of flip that a little bit and we're going to get this all lined up and get it going. So obviously you need to set up your social media profiles. You need a Facebook profile. You all personally, I guarantee you, every single one of you has that already, right? That's your personal Facebook profile. Make sure that's optimized too. This is what you do now. You live this. So your personal profile should have what you do for a living and your NMLS number and your company. All this stuff should be there so that you can use your personal profile, but also you need to make sure you make a Facebook page, right? An actual business page for yourself as a loan officer, a page, right? So not just your Facebook profile, but create a Facebook page for you as a loan officer. That's really important. Obviously, you need a LinkedIn, which is going to be more for the professional networking. Instagram, you'll do not only promotion, but prospecting on there and posting videos of you going to events and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, Twitter's a little more one way just for promotion, but getting this all out on all these different platforms, everything that you post going out on all of these different platforms. And guess what? You can link all of these platforms here to your mortgage calculator website, and we will post everything automatically for you, whether you want to do that. So now you're getting uniform content that's all compliant, posted across all of your different platforms with a bunch of different keywords and all kinds of good stuff that's all sending them back to your website. So we want to make our Facebook profiles look the same. And we also want to post the same. Now we post some different stuff too, right? You want to manually post some things on your Instagram that may not go to your LinkedIn feed or whatever. But for the most part, it's really easy. Set this all up, connect it all. And now you got this nice branded campaign across all of your social media happening every day to build it up. And then you can do manual stuff in between, right? That's what's going to give you the extra juice. You can't, you know, you're not going to grow huge just relying on only automatic posts. It really helps when you get in there. Of course, TikTok is going to be for promotion, prospecting, posting videos, and of course, YouTube for videos as well, which is also going to be your Google account. So make sure these are all set up. But again, the picture should be the same on all of them. The bio should be the same, right? Your message should be the same. Your graphics or whatever it is, your branding should all be the same on all of these. And then again, those of us in Mortgage Calculator, pretty easy to press one button, connect them, and then now you're getting content posted to them every day, driving traffic to your website. And now here is something that you should, if you have not done this already or seen me talk about this already or seen it in our Knowledge Center already, write it down, take a picture, go into our Knowledge Center, the Mortgage Calculator in our Knowledge Center. We actually have a spreadsheet of these with the actual links, and there's more than just this. There's like 10 more. And so if you type in free loan officer profiles in our Knowledge Center, an article will pull up with these and more. You should have a profile on all of these, right? You know what the first website that comes up when somebody's going to type in your name as a loan officer? It's going to always be Zillow, right? Zillow's always at the top of search. Now, Zillow allows you to make a free loan officer profile, put up your picture, put up your bio, and you can get ratings. So if you're an active loan officer that's already done deals, go back and ask your clients to review you on Zillow, right? Now, when somebody Googles you, it's going to pop up with a nice loan officer profile on the biggest real estate website in the world. Everybody in the world knows what Zillow is, right? And it's like a good cosign, and it's free, right? It's a beautiful, it's like, oh, wow, this person's official. They're up here. They have their profile on Zillow. They have reviews. They look professional with a nice professional headshot, right? You got to be in these places. LendingTree, the same thing, has amazing SEO. It's going to be up near the top. You can create a profile with them, rate your lender, find a mortgage broker. Bigger Pockets, you can make a loan officer profile and then request to connect it to our company profile. The info for that is in the Knowledge Center on how to do that in this article that I'm referring to here. So also the Scotsman Guide, you can make a profile on Scotsman Guide as well. And again, there's like 10 other sites that are in, you know, this spreadsheet in the Knowledge Center. Every one of you watching this should have profiles on all of these websites. Now, here's why it's super crucial. Not only is it about putting yourself out there and having people see you, right? Hopefully somebody finds you on Find a Mortgage Broker, or hopefully somebody browsing Zillow comes across you, but that's not really what it's about here. Really, we're talking about branding yourself, and we're talking about what happens when somebody looks you up. What happens when somebody Googles you? So all of you should Google yourself today. And, you know, you could put your name and then put loan officer, right? And especially those of you with common names, and see what pops up and see if that looks professional to you. If nothing pops up, that's not good. When somebody Googles you and nothing pops up, if only one thing, you know, pops up and it's not looking super professional. So you see the importance of this. When somebody Googles you, the top links that are going to come up are going to be Zillow, LendingTree, probably your mortgage calculator site somewhere after that, your Facebook, your Instagram, your LinkedIn. These are all going to pop up on the same page. So what do you want when somebody Googles you to research you? You want it to all look nice and professional, and you want that entire first page at the very least should be all your professional loan officer profiles on the websites, on social media. Everything should line up. Beautiful, nice, professional picture, professional bio. If you're an expert in commercial, it should say that on Zillow, on your bio, on LendingTree, on social media. Somebody should easily be able to see, oh, he or she is a serious loan officer. They're a professional. They're on all the different websites. They obviously do this professionally. They have good ratings. Again, if you can get some ratings, especially on things like Zillow, and they obviously are serious. I can see them. I can find them. I can review them. That makes people feel better. This is a person that has reviews out there. I could damage them if they did a bad job. How could they hold you accountable if they can't even find you when they Google you? There's nowhere for them to talk about their experience, whether it's good or bad. Now, I don't know about all of you, but I feel much more comfortable dealing with people and companies that you can review because they, you know, especially if they already have good reviews. That means that they do whatever it takes for their clients to get good reviews and not get bad ones, right? That's the best service you can get, is somebody whose future revenue is on the line if you don't have a pleasant experience. So it is a big deal. It's not, you know, I think a lot of loan officers get in their head thinking like, oh, well, you know, nobody's really going to see me on these websites and stuff like that. That's not what it's about. It's about the opposite. It's about when people go to look you up, when you're out there making calls. Now, especially for loan officers at the Mortgage Calculator, we make a lot of phone calls to people we will never meet. We deal with a lot of leads over the internet, over the phone. It's even more important important for when you put in that work, calling all those people, talking to all those people, following up with those people. If they do decide to work with you, they're going to look into you. And if you haven't done this yet, you're doing yourself a disservice. If you do this, I promise you, they're going to immediately feel comfortable and say, look, professional person, professional headshot, profile on all the big websites, you know, like I said, maybe some positive reviews if you can get them, get your clients to go back and do it, or just make sure that future clients do it. And so it's just going to be a relief to them. They're going to be like, oh, great. This person is real. They're legitimate. They're professional. They go the extra mile, you know, in their career. So, and again, it should all be branded, right? Especially if you're trying to specialize in something. Somebody shouldn't Google you and see different bios talking about different things. Maybe you used to specialize in something else, so your Facebook says some other stuff. You used to be at a reverse mortgage company or something, but now you are at the mortgage calculator and you started specializing in commercial or Nokia. Make sure they're all updated. Everything should be the same. Everything should be pushing that message. That's what branding is being out there everywhere with the branding, that same message, that same photo, that same bio, that same specialty everywhere. And make sure that if you Google yourself right now today, for those of you who haven't done this yet, if you Google yourself right now today and put loan officer and you don't see a bunch of legitimate profiles and websites like this popping up, you need to get on it ASAP, because guess what? It's not instant, right? Now, Zillow will be pretty quick when it gets crawled and gets picked up. That's pretty short. But the point is that you got to plant these seeds, because SEO takes time to rise to the top, and you want all of these on that first page. That's very important. This is the biggest tip for today. This is the biggest resource. For those of you at the Mortgage Calculator, again, there's another 10 of them or so in the spreadsheet. Go into the Knowledge Center, type in free loan officer profiles, make a profile on all of those pages. But before you do that, get all of your collateral there, ready, professional picture, you know, hold on, let me go back to that, professional picture, bios, all that kind of stuff. Make sure it's all the same. And now, last one here as far as branding, couple cool ideas here that people don't always think of: digital billboards in your market. These are so cheap now. So they have multiple companies out there where you can, you know, purchase these almost like it's a Facebook ad, right? You just put up whatever budget you want, $200 a day, $100 a day, $50 a day, whatever it is. And then you pick which billboard to run the ads on, and they will run them in those locations, right? So that's kind of cool. That's branding, right? Now, I wouldn't recommend it for leads, right? Leads are much more appropriate for like the leads that we get. You're directly advertising to people to be able to click a link and get their information. Now they're a lead. When we're talking about billboards, we're talking about branding, right? Just branding yourself in your market. Digital billboards don't really make sense unless you're doing very market-based branding, right? But even when you do a digital billboard, here's the key. It's not about who's necessarily seeing the billboard. It's about you showing that you were on the billboard, right? It's the same thing as what we're talking about with people Googling you, right? It's about you capturing the billboard and saying, hey, you know, I'm on billboards all across town. I'm here to help you. If you see, you know, my ad, give me a call, whatever it is. But it's about you putting that out there on your social media and stuff like that to show that you're actually out here. You're an expert in your market. You're on the billboards in your market. You're taking it seriously, right? So even with digital billboards, yes, it's kind of good for some branding. It's only really makes sense if you're really doing it in your hypermarket, right? But it's even then, it's less about, you know, somebody necessarily calling you off of the sign, more about using it to your advantage on your platforms. And of course, event sponsorships in your market, again, more of a market thing. Individual loan officer, I would say sponsoring some type of national event or traveling to an event to sponsor it, not really a good idea for an individual loan officer, right? Maybe a company like will buy sponsor booths at different trade shows and stuff. But as an individual loan officer, if you're going to get involved in sponsoring events, it should be in your market. It should be more of a branding thing to get yourself out there. And just a couple things here of promotional tools, banners and tablecloths. These are cheap. So if you are focused, you know, or at least partly focused on your market, and you actually want to get out there and be involved in your market, these are very low, low cost things. If you're going to take it serious, there's no reason why you don't spend $60 on a custom tablecloth so that when you go to any event, you just put it on whatever table it is that you're sitting at or using, or get your own table too. I would recommend get a 6 foot table. We're talking about $20 for a 6 foot table, you know, $60 for, you know, a custom tablecloth with your branding and name on it and stuff. I mean, what are we talking about here? We're talking about less than $100 for something that you can take and look way more professional at every single event. Right? Same thing with banners. You could get a pop-up banner for a few hundred dollars. Now you combine those. You've invested a few hundred dollars. You now have a tablecloth and pop-up banner for every place that you go, every event you're involved in. You know, that's the type of setup you can pop in even when you didn't like officially sponsor events and stuff like that. It can be an event anywhere, some kind of whatever, in a parking lot of something, some kind of community event, you can just put your table there and all of a sudden you're separated from anybody who would be out there trying to network individually, doing whatever. I'm telling you, walk up to somebody that has a pop-up banner there and a tablecloth sitting there with their business cards. Everything's branded the same. Everything looks the same. I mean, that's powerful. And what did I really invest? A few hundred dollars that I'm then going to use for dozens of different events, right? I think a lot of people kind of skip over those type of little cheap things that can make a huge difference. Obviously, having branded clothing, whether it's the company or yourself. I know some of you at the Mortgage Calculator came down when you come to our events, you get the hats and the shirts and stuff like that. Or maybe you do your own name and stuff on a polo type shirt, you know, whatever it is, right? Branded clothing. And also, here's one that people don't think about a lot. This is something that we do at some of our events, a photo booth. And I'm not talking about spending $500 to have some photo booth company come there. There's an app for photo booths that's like $10 a month or something like that. And you can just take an iPad and set it on a stand, and you can have people enter, you know, there. Obviously, you probably want to have some kind of banner or background there for the event, but it lets you put like the event logo, the event date and time and stuff. And then they enter their phone number and or email for you to send them the picture. So I'm talking about literally it uses the camera of the device. So we're talking about all you need is an iPad, a $10 a month app, and a stand to set your iPad on. And then it's going, you know, it takes all kinds of cool stuff, puts the logo on the pictures, turns them into, you know, GIFs to, you know, all that kind of stuff. And they enter their information and opt in for you to contact them when they get the photo. So a lot of people don't even realize they're giving you their information when they're, you know, using this photo booth. So that's always something cool to put at your events or any events you go to or whatever. Also, obviously doing like giveaways, raffles, you know, things like that people like to do at events. But just to recap here again, digital billboards underutilized by people that are trying to do it in their market. I'm telling you, it's kind of cool. You can, you know, say, hey, I want to spend $20 a day. Right. And it can, you know, do it, and you can pick the different markets and stuff. And again, sponsoring events. And I really recommend that if you are really going to network locally and you're really about going out there and getting business personally, I would buy at the very least a tablecloth. I mean, you can order it online, super quick, cheap, and it's just like night and day from just standing there or sitting there to being at a table with a tablecloth that's nice and professional. then you're there handing out your business cards, you know, whatever it is. And again, a pop-up banner, even better. And you can get those for a couple $100 too, just the ones that you pop up that are, you know, 6 feet tall and 3 feet wide. And you combine both of those, the tablecloth and the banner, and you got a whole little professional setup that sets you apart from 99% of loan officers. So that is the training here for today. Again, let me go just to this slide real quick, because the biggest takeaway here for everybody is that everybody on here that's watching this needs to go make profiles on all of these websites right now, get all your collateral together, put up these profiles on these sites, make sure to link to your, you know, application page so that they can then, you know, apply and turn into leads and stuff like that. Again, the Mortgage Calculator Knowledge Center, there's a list of even more, and there's instructions on how to like connect your Bigger Pockets account to us and all that kind of good stuff. So definitely make sure to do that. That is the actionable item to take away here for today. And with that being said, I don't see any questions there in the chat, so I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up. We got some great topics here this week. Actually, later this week, we're going to have our special guest, Evan Altman, again, is going to come on, and we're going to talk about some different topics, and we have some other cool kind of different topics here for the rest of this week. And tomorrow, we're going to be diving more into just the social media part of things and how to utilize that. So thank you everybody for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, for the next episode of the Loan Officer Sales Training with the Mortgage Calculator.